So, the iPod. Now, I want to go back to this market share data, this 31% market share that I bet will go up when we see the December numbers, but I want to drill down into this a little bit more. So, we look at this, and the iPod's got a 31% market share of the entire MP3 market. But what's the rest of the market? Well, the biggest chunk is flash players. There's a zillion of them, but they all add up to about another 60% of the market. And half of that we look at as the high-end flash market, or coincidentally, about another 31%. These are flash players that sell between $100 and $200. And then there's about an equal 31% that's a low-end flash market, flash players that sell under $100. And then the other is 7%. These are mostly other hard disk players that we're in the process of eliminating with the iPod. So, now, we looked at this high-end flash market, and we want to go after that. It's really interesting. The under $100 flash players get usually put in a drawer and not used because they really only hold 15 songs. The high-end flash players, if you pay $200, they hold about 60 songs. If you pay close to $100, they hold 30 songs, and people either do one of two things. They either get a new memory card for it, right, and spend usually over $200 total to bring it up to 60 songs, or they put it in the drawer and don't use it.